So remember how a bunch of Blue Sky users rage quit X after Elon Musk bought Twitter? And they went over to Blue Sky, and they're raging over there, and Blue Sky has become basically the anti-X in terms of both its politics and its traffic levels. Well, now Europe is planning on forcefully merging the two together. Yeah, I thought this was a joke. I had to check the date. It's dated May 1st, coming from gripped.ie. And yeah, it's a real document. They're like, how feasible would it be to just merge Blue Sky and X together? And I'm like, oh, good luck with that. But then the flip side of that is so many Blue Sky users are coming back to X, and X is still a shithole. It's just a different flavor of shit now. I think that was before Elon Musk bought it. I'm not really a huge fan. I've been trying to pull back all my time on X. I find myself getting into stupid arguments like I did before. But, you know, it is what it is. But if you think putting Cat Turd and Mark Hamill in the same space is going to go well, you've got another thing coming. So we'll take a look at this document and see what they're proposing. This is Neon. This is Clownfish TV. And this is going to be an absolute disaster if they go ahead and do it. This episode is brought to you by our reefers over at The Reef at more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com. You can join The Reef. You can join the community over there, and you get access to episodes that we don't have over here for less than the cost of one super chat. We don't do a lot of live streams over here, so this is the best way to support the channel and get something in return for yourselves. There we go, guys. So thank you very much. This is coming from Gripped. Revealed: EU planning forceful merging of Blue Sky with X. Forceful merging. Wow, that sounds not good. Brussels has drawn up plans that would effectively see the operations of US-owned social media platforms, including Elon Musk's X, forcefully merged with those of their more EU-favored counterparts, such as Blue Sky and Mastodon. The 275-page document, published on April 29th, discusses the feasibility of forcing both vertical and horizontal interoperability onto all major social media applications, naming X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube as major targets. So we want to put all these social media platforms under one umbrella so we can control them. According to the study, these platforms can be forced to platform content from their more moderation-focused rivals, as well as be legally obligated to make their recommender algorithms, newsfeed, and user accounts interoperable with websites more favored by Brussels, such as Blue Sky. So basically, if I'm reading this correctly, they want Blue Sky everywhere, right? So people use X because it is a freer speech platform. It definitely is not what I'd consider a free speech platform. There's definitely a lot of bot activity. They're trying to cut down on that. But there's a lot of drama over there. But Blue Sky is an absolute dumpster fire. But again, we're talking liberal versus conservative mostly. And that's okay. You can say horrible things about certain genetic and religious groups on Blue Sky. And that's totally cool. Right. But you question Mom Donnie over there. And oh, my God, you know, the shiznit is going to hit the fan. Platforms could also be forced to allow third party moderation systems to access their digital infrastructure, which would enable enhanced censoring of certain content for some users. OK, this is very concerning. This sounds like what China does. They have like a version of an app or something just for China. That's what this sounds like. It also claims that while forcing the horizontal merging of social media systems within the EU could lead to some difficulties when it comes to moderating content, these problems could be alleviated by making platforms use the same existing technology to limit what is allowed on their platform. So they want to police all of these platforms. And this will probably end with X not being available in Brussels, right? Banning social media companies from moderating their own platforms is also floated as a solution to the issue, with the document suggesting that supposedly independent third-party content controllers could be given the authority to control speech instead. This is a little concerning, guys. I got to tell you, this is a little concerning. This is kind of what Facebook did, right? Remember when they were just going absolutely insane with flagging accounts and flagging individuals and taking down pages and saying it was, you know, hate speech and all that. And here it turned out they had a third party content moderation team that Zuckerberg fired after Trump got reelected, or it might have been right before. But you know, that made using most social media platforms during the pandemic just absolute hell. You're not allowed to say anything negative about, you know, what was going on with social distancing and the vaccine mandates, and you were not allowed to say anything negative about the election. It was crazy. And they really did try to roll something like that out here in the States, because it turns out that both, you know, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg said that the feds were putting pressure on them to do it, but they're going to do it in Europe. Of course they are. Of course they are in Europe. In Europe, if you say mean things online, the police show up at your house. Right? I mean, it's crazy. Blue Sky is singled out as currently operating a moderation system that could be forced across multiple platforms, with the report repeating claims that its approach combats toxic elements within the current ecosystem. I would say Blue Sky right now is worse than X. It's worse than X. They're literally calling for and celebrating people getting killed. The only difference is it's more liberal, it's more progressive, right? It's anti-Trump, but it's a shithole. It's just a different flavor of shit. So it's like, maybe the takeaway from this is just stay off of social media. It said stakeholders point out that a decentralized approach could be adopted, with community moderators having the right to ban or punish individuals from their community. This would be in contrast to the current centralized approach adopted by a few companies. Regarding the content curation, an end user organization stated it would be best for users to have choice over the recommender systems or curation algorithms they want to apply for their feed, i.e. Blue Sky with a third-party plugin, the report reads. Despite requiring significant investments, time, and hard negotiation efforts among all relevant parties, the interviewed stakeholder believes the industry should aim for a future, as it would provide better protection from the toxic algorithms users are witnessing at the moment. Or you could just stay off of social media altogether. Nobody is forcing you to use social media. Nobody is forcing you to respond to every negative thing on social media. Right? I mean, a lot of people, I think, are just noping out. I think that's why so many of these social media platforms are stuffed with bots. It's marketing. Yeah. It pumps up the numbers. Yeah. But I think real people are leaving. Real people are getting sick of it. The report concludes that such integration of social media platforms, despite countless problems regarding structural differences between the likes of Instagram, X, TikTok, and other websites, is nevertheless feasible. It also argues that such an EU edict could make the space more competitive. How? If you've got all of these apps under one umbrella, how? So I'm thinking what they're going to do is basically have a government app that you log into your Blue Sky, your X, your Facebook, your Instagram, whatever they allow over there. And then you use that app first. So it acts as like a social media condom. You know? So if it doesn't like what you're saying, it blocks it. It blocks it before it even reaches the websites. And then it'll be like, oh, this is the only way you can access these sites. You can't access them directly. You have to access them through our government approved app. Come on, man. Writing on the report, the European Commission played down the document, saying that it has so far found no clear demand for interoperability between designated social networks. The body added it would keep the findings of the document in mind for the future. The commission will continue to monitor and assess how these services evolve. 275 pages. Yeah, this is a real thing. It's a real thing. I am not going to read it, obviously, on here. But I think they're looking at centralizing all social media. And I think that they will eventually, in Europe at least, maybe not here in the US right away, but they will add a protective layer to make sure. It's kind of like a kid's cell phone or whatever they call them, the ladybug phones or whatever they were. Yeah, it's like that. It's like, God, this is ridiculous. But Blue Sky is shit. It really is. And I think the Blue Sky users, I'm going to be honest, are a bigger problem right now than the X users. Actually, a lot of X users are pissed off because X is not what they were hoping it would be. They wanted it to be 4chan 2.0. And it has gotten a little messier in some regards, but it did not degenerate into what people were hoping it would be. And they're pissed about it. And people that were spamming it, getting all kinds of money for just, you know, reposting other people's articles and stuff, well, they're not making money on it now. So I don't know. But remember last year, everybody was talking about how everybody's going to Blue Sky. It's the great new thing. And then things were so bad that they had to replace their CEO with a guy who was the CEO of WordPress or something. And you're not hearing anything about Blue Sky now. You're not hearing anything because I don't think anybody's using it. just the terminally online. The people that want to recreate Twitter 2017 have parked it on Blue Sky. And God, it would be kind of hilarious if they did that here in the US. If Elon Musk bought Blue Sky and just merged Blue Sky and X, oh my God, I don't think I would post, but I would love to see it. It would be freaking wild. I'm telling you, it would just be insane. So what do you guys think? Leave a comment, leave a like, you know, all that jazz. Check out more, more.clownfishtv.com for more content. We don't post over here, and we'll talk to you guys later.